Hi. Welcome to the second part of our programming interview questions. In this podcast, we have covered a list of commonly asked R interview questions to help you prepare for your next job interview. So, let's get started. Question 21. What is the concept of data frames in R programming? Answer. A data frame is a two-dimensional tabular data structure that organizes data into rows and columns. It is one of the most commonly used data structures for data manipulation and analysis in R. Question 22. Name different control structures in R. How can you use them? Answer. In R, several control structures allow you to control the flow of execution in your code. These control structures include 1. If else allows you to perform conditional execution of code based on a logical condition. If the condition is true, the code within the if block is executed. Otherwise, the code within the else block is executed. 2. For loop is used to iterate over a sequence of values or elements. It allows you to repeat a block of code a specific number of times or iterate over elements of a vector, list, or other iterable objects. 3. While loop is used to repeatedly execute a block of code as long as a given condition is true. The code block is executed as long as the condition remains true. 4. Repeat loop is used to execute a block of code indefinitely until a break statement is encountered. It allows you to create an infinite loop or control loop termination using explicit conditions. Question 23. What are the different classes in R programming? Answer. There are several different classes or data types used to represent different kinds of data. Below are some commonly used classes in R. 1. Numeric. This class represents numeric values, including both integers and floating point numbers. 2. Integer. This class represents integer values. 3. Logical. This class represents logical or Boolean values, which can be either true or false. 4. Character. This class represents character strings, which are sequences of characters enclosed in quotes. 5. Factor. This class represents categorical variables with levels or categories. Factors are often used to represent variables with a fixed set of possible values, such as male or female. 6. Date. This class represents dates without any time component. 7. POSIX and POSIX. These classes represent dates and times with both date and time components. POSIX represents dates and times as the number of seconds since a specific reference date, while POSIX represents dates and times as a list of components. 8. Complex. This class represents complex numbers, which are numbers with both a real and imaginary part. 9. Raw. This class represents binary data in its raw form, without any interpretation. Question 24. What are the regular expressions in R? Answer. Regular expressions, often referred to as regex or regexp, are powerful tools for pattern matching and manipulation of text. In R, regular expressions can be used with various functions and packages to perform tasks like string matching, extraction, replacement, and splitting. R provides built-in support for regular expressions through the base package base, and additional functionality can be accessed using packages like Stringer and Stringy. Question 25. What is Shiny in R programming? How it can be used for web development? Answer. Shiny is a web application framework in R programming that enables you to build interactive web applications directly from R. It provides a way to create web-based graphical user interfaces, GUIs, and interactive dashboards using R code, without the need for extensive knowledge of web development languages like HTML, CSS, or JavaScript. With Shiny, you can leverage your existing R skills to create dynamic and interactive web applications that can display data, generate plots and charts, perform computations, and respond to user input in real time. It enables you to combine the power of R statistical and data analysis capabilities with the interactivity and accessibility of a web application. Question 26. Mention different R libraries and frameworks for machine learning and data analysis? Answer. Numerous R libraries and frameworks are available for machine learning and data analysis, such as 1. Caret. The Carrot package provides a unified interface for training and evaluating various ML models. 2. DPLYR. It is a widely used package for data manipulation, providing a precise grammar of data manipulation functions. 3. ggplot2. It is a powerful data visualization package that facilitates you to create highly customizable and publication-quality graphics. 4. TidyR. TidyR is a package for tidying data, making it easier to work with structured datasets. 5. MLR. Machine Learning and R. MLR package provides a consistent interface for machine learning tasks, including model training, data pre-processing, and evaluation. 6. Random Forest. This package implements the Random Forest algorithm for classification and regression tasks. 7. GLMNet. It is a package for fitting generalized linear models with regularization, particularly useful for high-dimensional data. 8. XGBoost. It is an efficient gradient boosting framework that is known for its high performance in competitions. 9. Keras. This package provides an interface to the Keras Deep Learning Library, allowing you to build and train neural networks in R10. Carrot Ensemble. It extends the Carrot package and provides tools for creating ensembles of machine learning models. Question 27. What are the concepts of classification and clustering in R programming? Answer. In R programming, classification and clustering are two fundamental concepts in the field of machine learning and data analysis. 1. Classification. It is a supervised learning technique that involves assigning predefined categories or labels to input data based on their characteristics or features. In other words, it is the process of building a model that can predict the class or category of new, unseen instances based on the patterns learned from a labeled training dataset. 2. Clustering. Clustering is an unsupervised learning technique that involves grouping similar objects or data points together into clusters based on their inherent similarities or dissimilarities. Unlike classification, clustering does not require pre-labeled data or known categories. Instead, it automatically discovers patterns or structures within the data. Question 28. What are the advantages of R programming? Answer. Here are some of the key advantages of R. 1. Open source. R is an open source programming language, which means it is freely available to everyone. It has led to a large and active community of users who contribute to its development and share their knowledge. 2. Statistical capabilities. R was specifically designed for statistical computing and graphics. It offers a comprehensive range of statistical techniques, including linear and nonlinear modeling, time series analysis, clustering, and more. The extensive collection of packages available in the R ecosystem provides access to numerous specialized statistical methods. 3. Data visualization. R provides powerful tools for data visualization. It has a wide range of libraries, such as ggplot2, Lattice, and Plotly, that enable users to create high-quality, customizable plots, charts, and graphs. 4. Reproducibility. R promotes reproducibility and transparency in data analysis. It allows users to create scripts and workflows that document every step of the analysis process, making it easier to reproduce results and share code with others. It is essential in research and collaborative projects. 5. Large community and package ecosystem. R has a vibrant and supportive community of users and developers. This community actively contributes to the development of R and creates numerous packages that extend its functionality. R packages cover a wide range of domains, including machine learning, time series analysis, data manipulation, and more. It enables users to leverage existing code and solutions, saving time and effort. 6. Integration with other languages and tools. R can be easily integrated with other programming languages, such as Python, C++, and Java. It enables users to combine the strengths of different languages and leverage existing libraries or tools from other ecosystems. 7. Learning resources and support. R has a wealth of learning resources available, including tutorials, documentation, and online communities. Users can find assistance, share knowledge, and seek help from experts through various online forums and dedicated R communities. Question 29. What are the disadvantages of R programming? Answer. Here are a few notable disadvantages of R programming. 1. Steep learning curve. R programming has a relatively steep learning curve, especially for individuals who are new to programming or come from a non-technical background. The syntax and concepts of R can be challenging to grasp initially, requiring dedicated effort and time to become proficient. 2. Memory management. R has limitations in terms of memory management. It may consume a significant amount of memory for large datasets, leading to performance issues and potential crashes if not handled carefully. 3. Speed and performance. In contrast to other programming languages like Python or C, R can be slower in terms of execution speed. Besides, for smaller datasets or exploratory data analysis, it can become a limitation when dealing with extensive computations or real-time processing. 4. Lack of strong support for multi-threading. R programming traditionally lacks robust support for parallel processing and multi-threading. Performing computations concurrently or utilizing multiple cores efficiently can be challenging in R, which may limit its scalability for applications that require high-performance computing. 5. Limited graphical capabilities. Although R offers various libraries and packages for creating visualizations, its graphical capabilities may not be as advanced or versatile as dedicated visualization tools like Tableau or D3.js. 6. Dependency on packages. R relies heavily on external packages for specialized functionalities, which introduces a dependency on package maintenance, compatibility issues, and potential version conflicts. 7. Limited support for large-scale software development. R is primarily designed for interactive data analysis and statistical computing rather than large-scale software development. It may not provide the same level of support for software engineering practices as languages specifically tailored for software development. Question 30. How are impossible values represented in R programming? Answer. In R programming, impossible values or missing values are represented using a special value called NA. The NA stands for not available and is used to indicate the absence of a valid value or when a value is missing or unknown. Question 31. What do you mean by a linear regression model? Answer. Linear regression is a statistical modeling technique used to establish a relationship between a dependent variable and one or more independent variables. It assumes a linear relationship between the independent variables and the dependent variable, meaning a straight line can represent the relationship. Question 32. Explain predictive analysis process in R? Answer. Here's a step-by-step explanation of the predictive analysis process in R. 1. Data preparation. The first step is to gather and prepare the data for analysis. It includes importing the data into R and cleaning it by removing any missing values, outliers, or irrelevant variables. You may also need to transform or normalize the data to ensure it meets the assumptions of the predictive model you plan to use. 2. Exploratory data analysis, EDA. Before building a predictive model, it's essential to explore and understand the data. EDA involves visualizing the data, calculating summary statistics, and identifying patterns or relationships between variables. It helps you gain insights into the data and identify potential predictors for your model. 3. Feature selection. In predictive analysis, it's important to select the most relevant features or variables that can best predict the outcome variable. You can use various techniques like correlation analysis, stepwise regression, or domain knowledge to identify the most important features for your model. 4. Model selection. There are several predictive modeling techniques available in R, including linear regression, logistic regression, decision trees, random forests, support vector machines, SVM, and neural networks, among others. The choice of model depends on the type of problem you're trying to solve and the characteristics of your data. 5. Model training. Once you've selected a model, you must train it using your prepared data. In R, you can use functions specific to the chosen modeling technique to fit the model to the training data. It involves estimating the model parameters or finding the best decision boundaries based on the input features and the known outcome variable. 6. Model evaluation. After training the model, it's crucial to assess its performance on unseen data to ensure it can generalize well to new observations. You can evaluate the model using various metrics, such as accuracy, precision, recall, F1 score, or ROC curves, depending on the problem type. 7. Model tuning. If the model's performance is not satisfactory, you may need to fine-tune its parameters or adjust its complexity, known as model tuning. It involves systematically varying the model's settings and evaluating its performance to find the best configuration. 8. Prediction and deployment. Once you are satisfied with the model's performance, you can use it to make predictions on new, unseen data. In R, you can apply the trained model to new observations using the appropriate functions or methods provided by the chosen library. Question 33. What is the key difference between array and a matrix? Answer. The key difference between an array and a matrix lies in their dimensions and how data is organized. 1. Array. An array is a collection of elements of the same data type stored in contiguous memory locations. It is a one-dimensional structure, meaning the data is arranged in a linear sequence. Elements in an array are accessed using an index, starting from 0. Arrays can have any number of elements but only have a single dimension. 2. Matrix. A matrix is a two-dimensional data structure consisting of rows and columns. It is used to represent a table or a grid-like structure. Elements in a matrix are accessed using row and column indices. Matrices have a fixed number of rows and columns, which determines their dimensions. Question 34. Highlight the main difference between the Sapley and Lapley functions. Answer. Both Lapley and Sapley apply a function to elements in a list or a vector. They are part of the apply family of functions in R. Lapley is used to represent the output in the form of the list, unlike Sapley, which is used to represent the output in the form of a data frame or vector. Question 35. Mention the methods to export the data in R. Answer. There are various ways to export data into other formats such as SAS, STATA, Excel spreadsheet, and SPSS. Question 36. What is the use of coin packages in R programming? Answer. Below are some uses of the coin package. 1. Permutation tests. The coin package allows you to perform permutation tests, which are non-parametric tests that assess the statistical significance of an observed effect by randomly permuting the data and comparing the observed effect with the distribution of effects under the null hypothesis. It can be useful when the assumptions of traditional parametric tests are not met. 2. Conditional inference. The package also supports conditional inference procedures, which provide a flexible approach to statistical inference by conditioning on auxiliary variables or subsets of the data. It enables you to account for potential confounding factors or incorporate additional information into the analysis. 3. Multiple testing correction. The coin package includes methods for controlling the family-wise error rate or the false discovery rate when conducting multiple tests simultaneously. It helps to adjust the p-values obtained from permutation tests or conditional inference procedures to account for the inflation of type 1 errors due to multiple comparisons. 4. Confidence intervals. The package provides functions to compute confidence intervals for various estimators using permutation or Monte Carlo methods. These confidence intervals can be useful for assessing the precision of estimated parameters or effect sizes. 5. Compatibility with other R packages. The COIN package is designed to work well with other popular R packages for statistical analysis, like STATS and Lattice. It can integrate with these packages to provide a comprehensive set of tools for data analysis and hypothesis testing. Question 37. What is fit distribution function? Answer. The fit distribution function is a statistical function commonly used in the R programming language. It is part of the MASS, Modern Applied Statistics with S package. The fit distribution function estimates the parameters of a probability distribution based on observed data. It allows you to fit a variety of probability distributions to your data and find the best fitting distribution based on maximum likelihood estimation, MLE. Question 38. What is the use of the search function in R? Answer. In R, the search function is used to display the search path, which is a list of environments where R looks for objects, variables, functions, etc., when you refer to them in your code. The search path determines the order in which R looks for objects, starting from the current environment and moving up through the parent environments. Question 39. Explain the use of sync function in R. Answer. In R, the sync function is used to redirect the output generated by R to a file or a connection. It allows you to capture the output that would normally be printed to the console and save it to a file or direct it to another output destination. Question 40. What is Dobe package? Specify its usage? Answer. The Dobe package is another R package used to define the desired table with function and model formula. Thank you for listening to our podcast.